KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Caroline Titus is here.
Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Did you hear that Steve Jobs resigned?
I did.
From Apple.
Yes, I did.
He's going to be replaced by his son, Kim Il Jobs.
Very good. That was very good. We were actually just talking about his real son, freshman at Stanford University.
Really?
Yes, because my intern who's in the studio from Stanford University, Joey Jahowski, knows him.
You know
seen
him.
Well, doesn't know him. I'm kind of stretching it. Seen him.
Can you get me a job at Apple?
I don't think so.
That's what I like. Honest interns.
Well, fine. All right. Well, we're going to do the Ferndale Report right now. We take a look at some of the things that is going to be in tomorrow's edition of the Ferndale Enterprise.
Yes, Larry. Continuing our coverage on Shell Wind Energy's proposal to put about 25 wind turbines up on Bear River Bridge. We had an exclusive hour-long conversation with the team leader of Shell Wind Energy in Houston, Texas on Tuesday, because last week we reported the fact that we've had a little communication problem with Shell. They haven't really wanted to talk to us. Meanwhile, we've been publishing certain public records that we have obtained regarding their plans to possibly bring the huge wind turbine components through Ferndale, maybe through Rio Dell, and it's caused a big stir in the community as they propose the possibility of taking out a few homes, perhaps to make some corner, to turn corners and all sorts of other details. So we've got a great story this week about exactly what Shell is up to. They're coming out here next week. They're going to meet with the Rio Dell City Council on Wednesday night, Ferndale City Council on Thursday night. It's a $100 million plus project they are proposing. They've already spent about $5 million in the assessment stages. They've got leases with about a dozen landowners up on Bear River Ridge, which, of course, is just in the hills above Ferndale. And so very interesting story about what they are saying, latest developments in their environmental assessments as they work toward getting a conditional use permit from the County of Humboldt. So
I have two questions. One, I know we talked a couple of times about there being some opposition in the community to it because of the traffic congestion and so on and so forth. But people are always going on and on about jobs, you know, like the Tea Party people are all job. Wouldn't this be an economic boom?
Well, I mean, that's where the conflict is sometimes with groups like the Tea Party, right? Or any other group. The economic boom would be about, according to Shell, it's 125 jobs at peak construction time. It's an 8-month construction window. So during the peak time, there would be about 125 jobs. Then they would leave. And then there would be, now they're saying, half a dozen to a dozen permanent employees running the wind turbine farm. That number is higher than what we were previously told. So now they're saying, yes, Tuesday they said half a dozen to a dozen. So plus the big issue is they came to Ferndale in early July, met behind closed doors with some city leaders, and basically they want to look for a social investment opportunity, quote unquote. In other words, the Shell checkbook on how to, you know, come into a community, what does the community need, how can we make this work? And so in our story, we talk a lot about what Shell is saying about that, what are they looking at. They commissioned a company, BSR, to come out and talk to 58, quote-unquote, stakeholders in the community to find out what can Shell do for Ferndale? So, you know, it's a very interesting development as it unfolds, as I said, a major, major, major project. And a lot of people are very upset about it. A lot of people are confused. A lot of people need more information. So the lines of communication, at least now, are open with Shell, and we've got continuing our extensive coverage.
Well, I'd like to get one of those windmill jobs. Be like being a lighthouse keeper.
Yeah, there you go.
You oil it once in a while.
Yeah, there you go.
Then my other question is, would we be able to see them?
Yeah, well, it's funny that we were talking to the Shell guy, and he said, of course, you won't be able to see these from Ferndale. Well, about 2 years ago, in 2010, when they had a meeting over in Fortuna, they had a Photoshop photo of the wind turbines as you would see them coming over Fernbridge. You will be able to see them in the hills as you're coming over Fernbridge. I corrected Shell and said, no, wait a minute, you can see them. That's from the greater Ferndale area. When you're in Ferndale downtown Main Street, you can't look up and see them.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay. Awesome. Interesting.
Humboldt County Fair is over. We've got all the results from that. Attendance was up 6%. We've got everything you ever wanted to know about how much money was spent on alcohol, on food, on parking, shipping, et cetera, and all in all, a very good fair. Went to the Junior Livestock Auction on Sunday. The Grand Champion Sheep went for $75 a pound. Les Schwab of Eureka bid on Hannah Van Duzer's sheep, totaling $10,500 for a sheep.
Wow, $10,000.
You are in the wrong business, Larry.
Maybe when they do that free meat with tires, you get some of that
sheep. Very, very expensive sheep. So all the details on the fair and what's meetings have already started now, of course, for next year with the horse racing situation, and we've got all the details on that. Ferndale's Fleener's Gulch out there at the Lost Coast Headlines. Go out to Centerville Beach and keep on going. Beautiful view out there. Made the cover of Sunset Magazine.
Super nice.
So very exciting.
Yeah.
You can go online and see that. We have the results from the July 30th Hazardous Waste Collection event held at Ferndale High School. Amazing what is collected. 133 cars showed up, mostly from the Ferndale area. 600 pounds of aerosols, 450 gallons of paint, 35 pounds of propane. It's unbelievable how much. Did you miss it?
I got so much paint to get rid of.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, they have a lot of them. Humboldt Waste Management Authority puts them on.
Well, you said 137 cars?
133 cars, yeah.
That means
people coming through the gates and dropping off all their stuff.
But so. Not like here.
No. So big success on that.
Awesome.
So got a little update on Mayor Jeff Farley, who was kicked in the upper thigh during the weigh-ins at the Humboldt County Fair. He is also on the fair board of directors.
Who kicked him?
A steer.
Oh.
Sorry. So he was helping those directors help with the weigh-ins of the animals when the juniors arrived.
Okay.
And he was on the back end of a steer, went around to the side, and got hit in the upper thigh, narrowly missing the city jewels, as they say. So we've got an update on the bruise list.
It's not funny. The guy got kicked
laughing.
By an animal.
I'm not laughing.
I am.
The bruise is incredibly large, I have been told. I have not seen it. No, I have not seen it personally, but he is walking around in shorts, and it's about the size of a dinner plate. Some are saying more like a turkey platter. They're not quite sure. But anyway, so he's, went to the emergency room. And so,
that's near disaster.
That's our mayor. Yes, okay. Yes. So glad to let you know that he's...
Get well soon, Mayor Farley.
Yes. So all the details on that, as well as a great report from the fair from our own Wendy Listina, our columnist who writes a column called From the Back Pew. You know George Enos. Remember George Enos, who used to... drive Barnaby, the horse,
sure.
And carriage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Wendy does a great job of going to all the exhibits and all the crafts and such that Ferndalers enter and win ribbons. And Donnell McCandless from Ferndale weaves dog hair, actually weaves any kind of hair, spins any kind of hair you have, and took his beard, clippings from his beard, George Enos's beard in 1998, and weaved it, spun it, and made a teddy bear and entered it into the fair. So we've got great photos of a George Enos beard teddy bear, sans the ketchup and mustard.
That's awesome.
So those are details that you're not going to find anywhere else except the Ferndale Enterprise. So if anything else, it's worth the buck just to see the George Enos beard teddy bear.
I will second that.
So, yeah, and sports, we've got Wildcat football. Jamborees start Friday night in Fortuna. We've only got 14 kids on the Wildcat football team this year. Enrollment at Ferndale High is the lowest it's been in years. Estimated 139 kids are going to show up on Monday, first day of school. So
only 14?
14 kids on the varsity football
maybe
team.
Maybe more will join. Or is it? That's it.
Joey, you interested? I mean, we've got Larry. You interested? I'm sure they'll take anybody at this point.
Okay. I'll see about that. Wow. All right. Well, that could be an interesting year.
Yes.
Nobody should get hurt.
Hopefully. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
Yep. They're cross-training.
All right. All of that and much, 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 much more in tomorrow's edition of the Ferndale Enterprise. And as always, we'll point people towards your fine website.
FerndaleEnterprise.us.
Awesome. Thank you, Caroline.
Thanks, Larry.
There it is. The Ferndale Report.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.